We're joined now by Susan Brown of the Chapel Hill Public Library, one of my favorite people in town. Welcome.
Thank you. And, happy to be here.
And we're joined by Susan Brown because next week, actually beginning in just a couple of days, on Sunday, September 21st, running through the following Saturday, the 27th, is National Banned Books Week. And to mark the occasion, Chapel Hill Public Library is doing a lot of really cool stuff.
We are, and I have to first start by telling you something that I've wanted to tell you for a long time.
Oh, I know. This never ends
well. I know, and I may get banned from the show for saying this. So I'm a big fan of WCHL.
Wait, let me get the bleeper
yeah,
ready. Okay,
right.
here we go.
I'm a big fan of WCHL and of this show, and we've chatted before. And I listen to the show often in the afternoon, and I know that it was recently, I think, rebranded as
Aaron in the Afternoon. Yeah.
And every time I hear that, I think that should be like a title of a book in our romance section. like an awesome Harlequin romance paperback.
Anyone
Aaron
out
in the
there
afternoon.
Who wants to read it, Alan Gerganis or Michael Malone is probably not doing anything today. Just sit down and bang that out.
Aaron in the Afternoon.
Which is actually, I think, the tagline.
That's right. So, yeah. Please don't ban me from the show.
I will not ban you from the show for saying so many other things, but not that. So speaking of banning.
Yes. Ban Books Week. Ban Books Week is one of my favorite things. Aaron's very red right now. You can't
see it. That's
true.
Well, every time I hear Aaron in the Afternoon, I get Waiting for a Star to Fall by whatever band that is. Like, Aaron in the Afternoon will carry your heart into a...
We're going off the rails
one
minute in, man.
It's already downhill from
here. Okay, Ban Books.
Ban Books.
Focus.
Ban Books, yes.
Ban Books Week. Awesome national effort been going on. This is its 31st year.
Wow.
Celebrates our freedom to read and raises awareness of intellectual freedom issues and censorship and challenges to books.
Is it the National Librarians Association? Is that what it is?
There are many sponsors.
Yeah.
So the ALA, American Library
Association.
The ACLU, the Independent Booksellers, the APA, many acronyms there, the American Publishers Association. There's a whole bunch of groups. And so every year they do this. It's always the last week in September, and libraries often do programs and displays and banned books readouts. And a couple years ago at a previous place of employment, I had this crazy idea to do banned books trading cards.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought it with me to Chapel Hill. And this is our second year we've done it.
So talk about the trading cards. What is it? What exactly does it entail? We've got one per day, but there's more beyond
Correct.
That as well.
So what
right?
we do is we put out a call for artists. I think our call went out this June or July.
Mm-hmm.
So we work, our partners in this are the Chapel Hill Office of Public and Cultural Arts, Jeff York and Steve Wright. They're awesome. And they help us put out a call. It's, I think, five counties locally. And we ask folks to submit a 5x7 work on paper that is inspired by a banned book or author.
Okay.
Last year we had, I think, 42 entries. This year we had 73.
Nice.
So actually when I left, they were putting up the exhibit of all of them just across from the circulation desk.
And that's going to be on display for
about a month, I think.
About a month, yeah, with every single trading card that was submitted.
Every entry. And then a jury got together, myself, the mayor, one of the winners from last year, somebody from the Public Arts Commission, and we chose seven. It was really hard to choose seven winners. We chose seven, and they were printed as trading cards, which I have in my hands
here. I did get to see the Walt Whitman one, which is the first
little
one
sneak
for
peek.
Leaves of Grass.
Yes.
Yes. So,
yes. So these cards, one is available every day during Banned Books Week. So the trick, so it's to put forward the message of Banned Books Week and intellectual freedom. It's also an interesting dovetail with artists. Often artists face challenges to their artistic freedom. And then, of course, as a marketing employee, you have to come in the library every day to get a full set.
Right.
Now, if you miss one day, if you come in Tuesday and say, I didn't get Monday's card, we will give you
Monday's card.
And, of course, at the end of the week, any full sets we have, we will give away. And then after that, folks, if you aren't lucky enough to live in Chapel Hill, our friends make them available for sale. And we sold last year's cards all over the world. We've shipped them to, like, Australia
and
Switzerland. But everybody that lives in the area, if you can get to the library, you can get seven collectible cards.
So what qualifies a book as a banned book? There are thousands of books all over the country that get challenged, but what makes them qualify as a banned
so
book?
That's a great question and a great conversation to have. There are some folks that sort of push back against the calling it Banned Books Week because books are rarely truly banned anymore. So part of it is talking about the history of banning books. So the Walt Whitman card, for example, it was pretty much banned when it came out and was officially legally banned for many, many years. Now it's mostly challenges. So last year in Randolph County, North Carolina, the week before Banned Books Week.
Of course.
Really, people. I believe it was the school board there voted to remove Ralph Ellison's Invisible Man.
Yes, that's right.
Which I have to put a shout out to my fellow library director in Randolph County, Ross Holt. 1 year later, they're doing a one book, one community program where they try and get everybody in the town to read the same book. Mm-hmm. They chose that book.
That's awesome.
A year after
that. And that really is, I mean, we could talk about Leaves of Grass. It's one of my favorite, it is my favorite book of poetry. And I'm a traditionalist. I go back to the original, the small, the 1855 version, and I read that. But Invisible Man is just one of my favorite novels of all time. It's so good.
It's
and it's
awesome.
So necessary to read. So.
And we actually had a card. We had a submission this year based on that one, too.
And that's that's just an important reminder. I mean, you said it's not banning so much as challenging, but there are books that are removed from libraries, school libraries, books that are challenged in public libraries. And then on top of banning, there's pressure not to assign, pressure to shove into the closet. There's what happened in South Carolina last year with Alison Bechdel's Fun Home, which is another one of my favorite books of all time. What ended up, how did that end up working? The state legislature in South Carolina fined the College of Charleston $50,000 for assigning Fun Home to their students. And then they brought the musical down and they performed it, and it was a cool thing. But they had gotten fined $50,000 for assigning this book because it was, honestly, because it was too honest.
And wasn't she just named like a MacArthur Genius?
MacArthur Genius Grant, yes. Just yesterday, I think, Alison Bechdel gets named the MacArthur Genius. So happy ending, but you've got to go through all of that to get there. Yeah. So the Leaves of Grass is the first one. What are the?
I'm just going to give you a full set.
Okay.
In order.
So,
handing them over, I'll also tell you that tomorrow night, from 7 till 9, we're having our sneak peek party. So the first card is available on Sunday, but tomorrow night, stop by anytime from 7 till 9 at the library. It's an after-hour sneak peek. We will have many of the artists there. You can see the full exhibit. You can see the 7 winners, and there's a silent auction, so you can bid. Thanks to our friends, to win the original art of the 7 cards.
That's awesome.
And I will say this project is made possible through the support of both our friends and our foundation groups that provide the funding for us to do this awesome project.
So as I'm looking through these cards, and these are gorgeous.
Aren't they cool?
Cards. They're really, really cool. Are we withholding what the titles of the books are for now, or can we?
They're on the back, Aaron.
Well, no, I can see the.
For the public. No,
yeah,
we can tell them. So,
okay, so
there's Leaves of Grass.
There's Leaves of Grass.
Right?
There's this one, which I have to say I have not read this book in a long time, so I did have to look on the back.
Where the Wild Things Are.
Which now I'm looking at, it's like, oh yeah, of course it's Where the Wild Things Are. I know why the caged bird sings, Maya Angelou.
Yep.
Scarlet Letter, which is
a pretty great card. I didn't see the trick of the card until I stared at it for a while.
Oh,
I was like,
I didn't notice that either until you pointed it out. That's
cool.
Gorgeous. Ordinary People by Judith Guest. The Perks of Being a Wallflower, which is so good. And Tropic of Cancer by Henry Miller. And these cards are gorgeous.
Look, I know.
This is just
the Henry Miller card.
The Henry Miller card is beautiful. Is this the last one of the
It's the last one. And what's cool about it is it's cut paper.
Mm-hmm.
The original piece is really, really interesting. And it's sort of like Toulouse-Lautrec meets like James Bond kind of a thing.
Yeah, it is like a Toulouse-Lautrec piece.
They're all great. And part of the judging was sort of looking at representing different types of books, but also different styles of art. So we have a watercolor, we have cut paper, we have collage, different things like that. So they're pretty great. And then also this year, one thing that we did was we had a special youth division. Mm-hmm. So there's a youth winner. They aren't part of the 7, but they will be highlighted. And that one's really, really great. And we had, I think, something like almost 20 youth entries.
Wow.
Of those
awesome.
20, I think 18 of them were about Harry Potter, and they're awesome.
Yeah.
Seeing
a
6-year-old doing a Harry Potter drawing about not banning books.
You
got to come
that's
and gotta, see them.
Yeah,
they're
that's exactly
great.
What Ban Book Week is all about. It's about not just getting the word out about the fact that books are challenged, but really instilling that value of challenging back.
Fighting
back against the challenges and making sure that word gets out there. Well, I love the cards. They're great. And you can check them out all week long at the library. And then that display is going to be on display for
about a month,
right?
Yep.
Anything else going on
And we're
going to
be at Festifall. So library's always at Festifall with a booth where we sign up folks. But also we're going to have a booth in the sort of artist way with the sort of mobile display up. Hopefully some of the artists and our friends will be selling the cards if you don't get them in the next week or two. So that'll be great. And also this year, thanks to our funding from our friends and foundation, Foundation, we have given away, I think, 700 sets to classroom teachers and librarians that want to use them in their curriculum next week. So that was pretty cool.
Awesome. So speaking with Susan Brown, Chapel Hill Public Library, Banned Books Week is this Sunday through next Saturday, the 21st through the 27th. Check out the cards. Check out the sneak peek party on Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Meet the artists.
And I will also say we will be unveiling the cards on Facebook and Twitter and our website. So if you don't follow us on social media,
do so.
Please do so.
Beautiful cards. You really should check these out. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Anything else going on at the library that we should know about?
Lots of stuff.
We'll be talking in a couple of weeks, right? When you'll be back. So no spoilers on what that's going to be about, but cool.
I'll be reading the first chapter from my new book, Aaron in the
Afternoon. All right. So we'll be doing that at 11:30 at night, everyone. It'll be great. Susan Brown, thank you so much. Always a pleasure, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks.